You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdal. 25 years ago, three guys from Egypt opened a hot dog cart in New York City. Muslim cab drivers asked them to start offering halal items. That's food permitted under Islamic rules. Observant cabbies need fast food, too. But it turned out everyone loved what halal guys were selling. The food cart became a New York landmark with lines around the corner. I, for one, will happily attest to its deliciousness. And now they're franchising, opening spots in Houston, Southern California, Chicago, and Manila. Dan Weissman has the story.
Even on a cold, rainy December afternoon, New Yorkers, tourists, cops, and suits line up at the halal guys' carts. Two, one on each side of 6th Avenue and 53rd Street. Santi D'Ansari is from Indonesia, where she works for IBM. She eats here every time she visits New York. This time, her family's with her.
They're already asking to eat this. So later tonight, I'll come back.
I tell her, Halal Guys is planning a franchise in Indonesia.
Really? Really? When?
Not sure. Taking a halal food business national or global presents special supply chain challenges. For instance, with halal meat, you have to show the animals involved were treated with respect, raised without crowding, fed well, slaughtered mercifully, while saying God's name. Ahmed Rahab runs the Chicago Council on American-Islamic Relations.
The main idea of halal is that it's done in line with the values that were given to us by the Prophet Muhammad that reflect the divine vision for humanity. So, mercy, kindness, efficiency, good use.
For Muslims, halal food reflects those spiritual values. For most New York street eaters, halal is a brand that means generous portions of tasty food. Alan Sitzma edits New York Magazine's food blog, Grub Street. Back on 53rd, he takes the cover off a big, round foil container.
Here you go. It's a full spread. Glorious plate of food.
Chopped up chicken and beef hot from the griddle, smothered in a creamy, tangy white sauce and a generous splash of hot red sauce. A couple slivers of pita on top. Underneath,
the neon orange rice, a staple of the Halal Guys experience. And then lettuce on the side that kind of cools it down. And it makes you feel like you're kind of eating a vegetable for lunch instead of a big plate of meat and rice.
Alan looks on as one Midwesterner, okay, me, takes his first bite.
That's nice. Oh, and there's the spice. Woo! Oh, it's good. I'm all tingly.
Thanks to an army of Halal Guys imitators, plates like this now seem to be the city's most common street food, with Halal Guys copycats everywhere. Even here, right by the original.
I mean, you can look across. There's one right there. There's another one right there.
But this is the one that started it. And it's the one with the line. And in New York, a line is good advertising.
One of the first rules of living in New York and being a food lover in New York is if you see people waiting in a very long line for food, you get in that line. Because whatever they're waiting for is going to be good. New Yorkers are pressed for time. They are impatient.
If they're willing to wait in line for something, you want to give it a shot. And that, we are crushing it in New York, is a key rationale for the company's expansion plan. Hesham Hegazi is leading that plan.
As Sinatra say, if you make it in New York, you make it everywhere.
He joined the business in 2010 to help with operations, and the questions he got from customers got him thinking.
When you guys will open in our state? When you guys will be open in Paris? When you guys will be open in London?
To date, he says franchisees have signed up to open 250 locations. How well will the food hold up? I asked Zach Brooks. He's founder of a blog called Midtown Lunch and a Halal Guys super fan, and he moved to Los Angeles a few years ago. So when a franchise opened in Costa Mesa, he drove an hour to get there, then waited in line 45 minutes. And?
They have perfectly recreated it. The rice was the thing I was most worried about, and they nailed it.
So today, Costa Mesa, tomorrow, the world. In Midtown Manhattan, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.